You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
There was a conversation I had at some point with a gentleman named Peter Major on the mining landscape in South Africa and on the African continent. We discussed matters around beneficiation and the importance of beneficiation. Following on from those conversations, I suppose these conversations have been happening at a broader level as well. The government of South Africa, particularly the Department of Mineral Resources, is potentially exploring the idea that mining rights should be conditional on beneficiation. Now, the simple condition and the simple rule has the potential to fundamentally reshape the mining landscape, and it has been met with some concerns, some valid concerns, by the Minerals Council of South Africa. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Chief Executive Officer of the MCSA. Mzila Mtenjane joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Dr. Mtenjane, lovely having you on our show as always. You and I have spoken about the beneficiation aspects of the mining sector and the latest potential rule around the conditions to mining rights. One would think would be positive, but they do come with some area of concern.
Good evening and thanks very much for having me. Maybe just a point of correction, it's actually not the DMPR that has at least place that as a policy intention. It's the DTIC in the Industrial Development Strategy. And this is what I had gone to at least defend for the mining industry at a parliamentary colloquium yesterday of the DTIC. And there was an invitation to a whole lot of stakeholders who could potentially be, positively and negatively affected by the strategy. So you're absolutely right that, you know, one would think that a proposition for the beneficiation of our minerals should be a positive one. And in all accounts, it is, and it should be. Our argument is really the manner in which this proposition is being approached. We don't believe that there should be a condition on the granting of mining rights, that there should be attached to it the need to then beneficiate those minerals further. Our argument is that mining is a very specific industry and sector, distinct from beneficiation, which essentially is manufacturing. And interestingly, you know, beneficiation doesn't often, or at least in the debates I've been involved with, it doesn't seem to be seen in the same category as manufacturing, but in actual fact, that's what it is. You're translating a raw material into something of a high value and getting it closer to an end-use product. In this case, it's minerals, and it's no different if you take an orange and make orange juice. And that is the essence of our argument, that manufacturing needs to be looked at distinctively as a different sector, given its nuances and the incentives that it provides. Mining in itself also requires a very nuanced approach in order to ensure that you secure the exploration of minerals, the extraction of those minerals, and the two are related, and manufacturing actually requires security of supply of these minerals. And we believe that the current approach that the DTRC is taking could actually jeopardize that whole value chain.
Speaking of the approach, Mzila, I want to take a look at some of the other aspects that have been proposed by the DTIC, as you rightly corrected there, around potential taxation and the restriction of exports. This is something that would also have quite an impact on areas like the chrome sector. We are a country that is known globally for its minerals, for its mining capabilities and capacities, and that potentially is a strong point that we could be using to continue to drive investment into our mining sector. How do we do that carefully without kind of missing some of these areas that could detract from there?
You know, it's a different conversation why we haven't done so for the past, and maybe for the past 150 years that we've been mining gold and several other commodities. We have taken advantage of the value that we've obtained from these minerals, particularly gold, and we can talk to the city of gold, Joburg, not so much in its current form. It's another conversation. But I want to take you back to, you know, when Eskom was established. Eskom was established under very difficult global economic conditions for South Africa. And it was established in order to enable industrialization in South Africa. And it was established such that it could provide the cheapest electricity. And it achieved that goal. And out of that, we had, and this was at the time, a government-owned entity, ISCO, which was a conglomerate of mining, firstly across different commodities, coal, iron ore, zinc, and some of those companies are individual companies today, like ArcelorMittal, Exxaro in coal, and so Kumba iron ore, and so forth. We had IDC from a financing perspective, but I think the key message here is that for effective industrialization and beneficiation, if we stick to that word, electricity is absolutely critical. Firstly, in terms of reliability of supply of electricity. And secondly, and also equally important, the cost of electricity. And so beneficiation then becomes not a topic only related to chrome or ferroalloys, but across any other raw material that the country may produce from its natural endowment. And this was the primary argument that we made when we were engaging with Department of Electricity and Energy and DTRC, which finally led to the granting of a very favorable tax tariff, electricity tariff, for some of our ferrochrome producers. And we're hopefully going to see that extending to other energy-intensive users. So I think it's about making sure that we focus on the right issue and not think that beneficiation for its own sake, without a consideration for market and what makes beneficiation happen cost-effectively, you know, it is about electricity and cheap electricity.
Mzila, before I let you go, I want to take a look at how it is that we can push the beneficiation conversation forward. It has been a conversation we've been debating and having quietly and, I suppose, more loudly more recently, but they are alternative ways that we can advance our beneficiation agenda, especially from a mining perspective. How then do we start to position that beneficiation conversation such that it does still benefit the mining industry and other industries in South Africa without the need for putting undue pressure on perhaps legislation and some of the other mechanisms that we have?
And that's a fantastic question, and it's one that I spend a lot of time thinking about. And part of my responses to that very question for me is that I think we need, as a country firstly, and this is a question a lot of African countries are asking themselves in this new scramble for minerals, how do we get the most benefit out of our minerals? If you think of the things that we need to build in our country in terms of infrastructure, public services, housing, and so on and so forth, all of these materials come from mining. And so my first response to that question is that I think a long-term and clear economic plan from government in terms of what are the things that people need to live and work and to play, and how do we build a country such that it demonstrates, you know, advancement and prosperity in terms of the way that people travel, where people live, and so on and so forth, that infrastructure. I think what that does, it immediately creates a demand for mining, for exploration, for minerals. And I think in the context of that long-term plan and a sizable market, it then attracts the investment that is required across that whole value chain to ensure that we're able to build the things that are going to make people live better. And so I think that for me is one thing that is still missing in terms of a long-term South African economic, socio-economic development plan that will create the necessary demand for not only minerals, but it will be across other key natural resources. Food, for instance, as people become more prosperous, they're able to buy more. So agriculture will face exactly the same thing or will have the same opportunities. Technology, innovation. And so we'll begin to see pretty much the whole nation being brought into this growth path, which will then lead to prosperity. So I think the important thing is that we shouldn't have a conversation about beneficiation in a very closed up, isolated way, absent of a consideration of everything else that I've mentioned in terms of an economic plan and how we can make change people's lives going forward.
A plan for prosperity, an economic plan for advancing South Africa and moving us forward as a nation. Beneficiation is a part of that conversation, but it isn't the only part of the conversation. We'll leave this one on that note. Mzila Mthenjane, Chief Executive Officer of the Minerals Council of South Africa, joining us to take a look at beneficiation and some of the potential unintended consequences if it is not implemented correctly.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.